Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Alan Watts with Farm Bureau. A McLean County young farmer is making his place in the family farm with the poultry industry. Kyle Ayers of Hilltop Farms near Calhoun, Kentucky, says he got a start in the poultry industry when he was a student in college.
We was shelling corn down the road and neighbors pulled in. We'd been trying to decide how I was going to get into farming. We'd row crop and have a few cows. We just couldn't quite figure out how I was going to fit in. And he stopped in and asked if I'd like to lease his poultry houses. And I said I'd love to. And I'd been going to college for a year at this point. So I decided to come home from school and start raising chickens.
Ayers says he already has 4 poultry houses with 4 new houses to open this month.
My operation will have, I'll have 8 poultry houses. And I'm renting about 30 acres of ground. My new houses will be quite a bit larger than my ones I'm leasing at the moment. And they will hold 120,000 birds. And my old ones are holding 96,000 birds.
He says he typically has 5.5 flocks of chickens per year.
I'm raising with Purdue, and they bring me the birds when they are a day old. And they leave at roughly 46 days old, give or take a couple of days, and they leave as a 6.5-pound bird.
We'll have more in a moment.
What's your favorite thing to see in Kentucky? The answer is different for everybody, but whatever you do, don't let the last thing you see be your phone. Join Kentucky Farm Bureau in getting the word out about the risks of distracted driving. Encourage others to drive distraction-free and pledge to do so yourself. A message brought to you by Kentucky Farm Bureau. KFB loves KY.
Kyle Ayer says his new poultry houses will be state-of-the-art.
They live better than some people do, and we climately control the environment, and we can control how comfortable the birds are. They got all the feed and water, and all they got to do is eat, sleep, and drink. They started out in the poultry industry. You come in, you had to walk the whole house to adjust everything by hand, as far as your fans and everything. And now we've put computers in, and I can actually control everything from my phone. I can look at my phone and see exactly what's going on in these chicken houses.
He adds the future looks good for the poultry industry.
Well, I expect to actually build some more in the future. If it works out like I planned for it to, I don't see the poultry industry going anywhere, as I don't think anybody's going to quit eating chicken anytime soon.
Kyle is the third generation of Ayers that live on the farm in McLean County. In future programs, we'll meet his father, Keith Ayers, and his grandfather, Bubby Ayers. And that's today's edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Alan Watts for the Farm Bureau Radio Network.